purpose of doing cloning of monkey and use monkeys as experimental animals is really for the human health, for the curing of human disease. There are many other animal models you can use. You can use mice, and that was widely used, but there has been difficulty in using that as an animal model for the human disease because mice are very far away from.
Matthew 24:37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. As the scripture tells us in Ecclesiastes 1:9, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done, it is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Cloning is something that the elite of this world, led by fallen angels, that they've been doing for many, many years. They've been doing it with fish, with pigs, with cattle. They've been doing it with sheep and many other animal species. But they're now slowly but surely, according to them, moving towards monkeys. Because according to what they're telling you, the monkeys are as close to humans as they can possibly be in terms of their genetic makeup. So if you're going to be basing your thoughts based on what they're saying, humans are next. The elite, with their technology, they're moving more and more and more towards the abominations that you will soon see walking the streets. We're headed towards those moments, folks, where the abominable will be openly accepted right in front of your very eyes on your regular old street corner. If we're still here many years from now, 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, what you will see is going to be abominations left and right. Because the elite of this world are out there trying to play God, and they keep you entertained, and they keep you entertained, and they keep you entertained, and you don't realize it, but they keep you entertained. And as the rise of transhumanism, as these elite are cloning, they're creating hybrids with animals. They're creating technologies that, according to them, can allow them to live eternally. Because many of these individuals that are of the elite, they believe fables. You know, 2 Timothy 4:4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. They believe fables that they can take their consciousness and upload it in an avatar. They believe fables from fallen angels that they can actually create a clone of themselves, transport their consciousness from one body to the other, and live eternally. These are fables. These are deceptions. 2 Thessalonians 2:9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. These are beings. These are fallen angels, principalities that are appearing to world leaders all over this world as beings from other planets, as beings that are coming to enlighten them, as aliens, extraterrestrials. But it's lies, it's false signs and wonders, it's fables, it's deceptions. But as all of these things are ramping up all around the world, most of humanity is being kept asleep, and most of humanity is being kept distracted. With politics, especially here in America, everything is Trump, 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 Trump versus Hillary versus the deep state. Oh, come on, man. These people are so brainwashed into this whole thing. And by all means, Trump has done a way better job than Hillary would have done. And he's done a lot of good stuff, too. This is not me saying that I don't like the guy. But what I'm telling you is that while you're worried about a wall and about a tax plan, they're cloning animals. They're literally leading towards the point where women will marry robots, where men will marry a female robot, where microchip IDs are being developed and will soon be pushed down people's throats. While we're worried about a wall, this is what's happening. And while you're worried about your own country's politics, what's really happening in a bigger scope is that the elite are playing God and are keeping you entertained with all of these worldly things. But think outside the box and understand that what is rising among you right now is demonic. is demonic, because Satan knows that his time is short. Do you know that your time is short? Do you know that right now we should see Christ while we still can see Christ? Satan knows his time is short, and soon we're going to be dealing with time travel and all of the demonic things that Satan is trying to do. But do you know that right now, as you're watching this video, Jesus Christ is calling upon you to turn to Jesus Christ today? That Jesus Christ desires that all men come to repentance, and that includes you. And that every second, every moment that you delay that opportunity to come to Jesus Christ is a second wasted. As mentioned, Jesus said in his scriptures so many prophecies that are coming to pass right before your very eyes. Matthew 24:4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. But what we're witnessing all over the world is deceptions, abominations. And what frustrates me is that people are asleep. And this is why it's important for you to study the Word of God and stay grounded in the Word of God, because the distractions keep you in a state where you're not seeing what's really happening out there in the spiritual realm. And what's really happening out there in the spiritual realm, Ephesians 6:12, is purely demonic, and it's aimed at putting you asleep slowly but surely, at wearing you down with all of these distractions, so that when Satan and his minions pull the trigger, it's going to cause many, many people's faith to be, wow. As in the days of Noah, so shall the last day be, right? Very few were saved in the days of Noah. Make sure that you're staying strong. Make sure that while you can get in that ark, you can get in that ark, get in it now. And follow God's commandments and follow God's instructions and be obedient like Noah was, because as in the days of Noah, things are going to get rocky, things are going to get difficult, and that ark's door is going to close at some point in time. Make sure you're in that ark while we still can get in the ark, in Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence once again on another video. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your grace, Lord. And we humble ourselves before you, Lord, because we know that we fail you so much. In Jesus' name, Father, help us grow closer to you. In Jesus' name, help us, Father, avoid the distractions, Lord, and to see things for what they are, and for us not to be fooled by the deception of the devil. In the name of Jesus, if there's anyone among us that is fallen, in the name of Jesus Christ, repent and turn to Jesus today, for he will set you free. Repent. Jesus is at the door. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your prayers and any support. Remember, when you subscribe, press the bell button on the right so that you can also get notifications that we've uploaded the video. And check out our website. All of the videos are there for you to download 100% for free. God bless you.